I'm Katie Gilkey with a MarketLine report for Tuesday, June 6th. From the floor of the CME Group, here's Virginia McCathy.
Corn has been steady. Futures are really holding in that consolidative channel right now. A breakout above the 380 would definitely signal a new uptrend, and there could be a scramble because there'd be a lot of a short covering. There's a big short position in there right now. If that starts to cover, we could see a really nice rally at that point. But the market's kind of like holding and really trading a little bit sideways. Wheat, on the other hand, is a little bit weaker today. There has been choppy trade, not a lot happening, and that kind of was putting some pressure on the futures. There wasn't a big sell-off, though, and it's holding in kind of the lower part of the channel. There are other issues with the wheat because of the weather market right now.
Chicago July wheat prices closed Monday unchanged at 429.5. July corn into the day up a quarter of a cent at 373. Portland prices for June soft white wheat of ordinary protein ended the day unchanged, ranging from 474.5 to 485. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for June were down 3.25 cents, ranging between 505 to 515. June DNS wheat with 14% protein prices were up 5.25 cents, ranging from 689 to 714. August live cattle were up 15 cents on Monday at 126.20. August feeder cattle were up $1.15 at $159.35. July Class 3 milk was down 9 cents at $16.86. That's today's MarketLine report. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.